Good evening. How y'all doing? Let me just jump before I start any talking. Let me just get right into it. This is the remix of a Facebook poem she was just talking about. And this is what won the Pentathlon last week. Here we go. I log on. I have come looking for friends here. But first, before I look for friends, I have to come up with a catchy nickname so it attracts attention. I have to pick the right picture, and then I have to use the crop button to large it, to show my muscles, or if I'm looking kind of plump that day, or somebody's bloated that day, then I gotta shorten it. I gotta show my good side. It is Facebook, by the way. And after I've done those preliminaries, I go looking for friends. I look for friends I grew up with. I went for friends who I went to grammar school, high school, college with. I look for friends who are authors and poets like me. But then as soon as I make friends, and we accumulate more friends and become a network of friends, then some arbitrary motherfucker wants to be my friend. And dude, I don't know you. Just because we have two mutual friends, dude, I do not know you, I don't want to be your friend. I've never drank beer with you, I've never smoked weed with you, I've never gangbanged with you, I've never hung out with you. You are not my friend. So I don't want to be friends. And then it gets worse. I'm sitting there on chat with one of my friends and we're talking about what we're going to do for the weekend, and then all of a sudden, boop! Hey, how you doing? Boop! How you doing? Boop! How you doing? Boop, 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 boop! And then next thing you know, the whole screen is filled up with people saying, good morning, how are you? And I wasn't even talking to them, but because the thing stretched out and they saw my little green light on, they felt the need to talk. I said, hell, when I want to talk any other time, when I'm not doing shit on Friday night or Saturday night, you're not there to talk to me, so I don't want to talk now. And while I'm sitting there with my friend on chat, all of a sudden there's a poke. And there's a poke. And then another poke. And then another poke. And poke, 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 poke. And I don't even know what the poke is. But I'm getting all these pokes. So besides all the poke, 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 and all the poke, 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 I get caught up in games. And as you can see, I'm an African-American male from the south side of Chicago. I know nothing about feeding cows, sowing seeds, raising a harvest, so I can give a damn about a farm life. I was in a fraternity, but I do participate in sorority life. Look at my colors. I want to recruit you. I want to play at you. And then I got Tony Soprano fantasies. So I play Mafia Wars 1 and Mafia Wars 2. And then I get True Blood fantasies as well. Yeah, you kind of get the point. Wait a minute, excuse me. I got to update my status. Facebook, hell of a drug. It's my poem. Listen, now I'm finna get it. I just wanted to break the ice. Some of y'all never seen me before, never heard of me. If you read the Sun-Times today on page 20, there's a big article on me, who's the character. This is my book, the best-selling, critically acclaimed Confessional Heart of a Man. I've sold close to 8,000 copies. It's self-published. It's been well-reviewed on Amazon. So, you know, the public school education went for a good cause, as you can see. Just give you a little background about myself. I'm more of a throwback poet. That was a rant right there. So that was just some unstructured type junk. Now I'm gonna get into something else that's more like Wordsworth like, all right? Here we go. Orchids and lilies adorn the garden outside. The yellow light signifies the initiation of the day. Nothingness exists blissfully, meaning nothing separates us, not space, not time. The pile of clothes that once adorned our birthrights lay ignored. Never has a woman looked so beautiful lying in the bed. Never has a man been so blessed to be lying with her. All sorts of debaucherous thoughts flow through my head. Mandarin, gray, fuchsia, lime are the colors that adorn this rendezvous. Most relationships are tenuous, but you and I are perpetual. So as I inhale the beautiful scent that is your womanly, as I delve into the deep oceans that be your irises, as I touch the soft cottony feel which is your skin, These are the moments that are so sexual. That's my poem. What's that mean? When you do the da 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 da, what's that mean?
So good.
Huh?
Good.
That's all right?
That was
great. Yes, I do some unique shit. I don't want to sound like anybody else. I don't want to sound like anybody else.
Tapping the table.
That's good shit then. Okay. That's good shit then. One more, cool?
Yeah.
Can we turn it up a notch just a tad bit?
Yeah.
Okay, let's turn it up a notch. This is from my upcoming book I'm in called The Chocolate Rose. Bye, Janet. See you. You too. Thanks again. Janet told me, besides this young lady here told me, come out tonight, and I'm in her magazine. They were at the Pentathlon last week. For those of you who are interested, I'm hosting an all-female show in Hyde Park, so that means it's safe. Y'all don't have to worry about nothing, because it's right by the university. I know y'all are like, whoa, I'm not going on the south side. But no, it's cool. I don't know if you know Kristen Latour. She's one of the featured artists for that night, so it's a cool thing. If you check me out on Facebook, you can see it. GPA Poetic Unsub Livingston. I'm going to end this poem with a poem from my book called The Chocolate Rose. It's a book of erotic short stories and erotic poems. Hickory, dickory, dock. No mouse involved, irrelevant as the time on the clock. What I want you to do before I continue this poem is leave your supervisor, your coworkers, your work, and everything else that's been messing with your inhibitions and put them behind a mental block. And I will take my glasses off and focus solely on your love's spot. I don't even believe right now the intensity of the heat. I don't think the sun is this hot. And don't worry, I got strong shoulders and strong arms to support thick thighs and voluptuous hips. It is time for the rendezvous of tasting and birth-giving lips. I find myself looking for the fountain of youth, trying to catch each one of your debaucherous drips. Oh, listen to how he sips. Connotate me a dominating dominatrix, the way my tongue wags, weaves, and finally whips. I cannot believe how you form a vice around my head, squeezing my cerebellum, cerebral cortex. I draw circles, I draw figure eights, triangles, squares, and whatever geometric shapes we can come up with next. I am a deep diver, diving deeper, driving past the boundaries and parameters of oral sex. And no manhood involved. Though he is hardened and instinctive, I have kept him under key and lock. I have simply placed my face in dialogue with your vaginal monologue. Hickory, dickory, dock. Thank you.